The Mind Aware, 656.
Hey, hey, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that we get to hang out and spend some time together today. So, have you monetized in the way you'd like to monetize, or maybe you haven't monetized at all yet? Maybe you're new to business, or maybe you've been doing it for a while and you just haven't quite figured out how to monetize. Well, you might enjoy today's show. Here's what happened. We had somebody a while back come to a Train Your Brain You live session. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but I have a membership program called Train Your Brain You. You can find it and check it out if you like at trainyourbrainyou.com. Trainyourbrainyou. That's the letter U, like university.com. And so it's a group where there's a lot of content that's related to mindset and marketing, but there's also two live sessions a month with me where people come in and we talk and we do deep dives on a business or look at sales pages or talk about mindset issues or limiting beliefs. And so somebody brought this to one of the sessions and it was so good. Like I thought, man, I think this is affecting more people than I realize that I thought I would share it with you on the show. So what she was saying is she's been running her business for 5 to 6 years, but it's more of a hobby. And it's more about her putting out free content and then no one is buying the courses that she sells. So she's selling digital courses and she's putting out free content. Like we talk, like most of the internet marketing world talks about, you share your free content, you share your free content, people get hooked on you, they like what you have to offer, and then they buy the paid content, whatever it is. So the question she has is, how do I step into the person who gets paid for their work? Which is a really well-worded question. Like, I love that question so much. So I want to talk about this kind of step by step because there is a progression that's happened here. And the first piece I want to talk about is, of course, shouldn't surprise you at all, the mindset piece of things. There is a mindset progression that happens with this kind of thinking. So somebody has been in business for a while, in this case, 5 to 6 years. They started their business with excitement, maybe didn't know anything about internet marketing, learning. Okay, I need some free content. They're getting some free content out there, maybe don't even really understand the mechanics of monetization, learning more. How does it work? Okay, now I've got to have some paid content, creating some paid content, more sharing, understanding marketing. Like, think of everything that goes into building a business, all the different pieces you're putting together. And so all through this time, you're having maybe this observation, or this person is having this observation. Maybe some of you have had this where you're like, wow, I'm doing all this work or I'm sharing all this free content and nobody's buying. And so now what happens, and we've talked about this on the show before, but you start to get a chronic habit of thought. Nobody's buying. Why is nobody buying? I'm sharing all this good stuff. Nobody's buying. And so your brain, your reticular activating system part of your brain is listening to that message, nobody's buying. And its full-time job is to match that message up. Look out in the world, match it up. Create a brain that makes choices that keeps that story in place. So when you have that story, you get out in the world in a different way. You put yourself out there in a different way. You ask for the sale in a different way. You're putting a different you out there because you're putting a you out there that's going like, here, I got this thing to buy. I hope you buy, but nobody's buying. And that's very exaggerated, but I think you get the idea. So the first, and I want to get more into mindset, of course, because you know that's what I'll do. I just want to make that as the first point. There's a mindset progression that's happened here. But the second point I want to make is I want to make a bold statement, or I want to make a shift in your thinking here, that you haven't actually been trying to sell or doing your business as a hobby for 5 to 6 years. So you can't say, we want to say a bold statement of like, I've been at this 5 or 6 years and I still haven't monetized. Well, no, not really. That's not true. Because the first 2 years, you were really just figuring everything out and learning. And then for a couple of years, you were doing it without mindset or understanding what it means to be a brain trainer. And I bet that if, and a lot of us can get busted on this, right? So this is very nice of the person who wrote this in when we did it in the Train Your Brain You group. But a lot of us can be busted on this, that we say, well, I've been doing it for X number of years, but have you been doing it with positive expectation? Have you been doing it with telling the good story? Have you been doing it with the enthusiasm that you had when you first started your business? Have you been doing it with a positive expectation that people are going to buy? So the feeling of like, this is what I'm selling is so awesome, and this is so amazing. The thing that I have to offer is so amazing, and it's changing lives, and this is the best thing ever, and you've got to get this. Like, oh my gosh, just wait. You just wait. This is so unreal, right? So most of us can say, no, we haven't been doing it with that kind of positive mindset. We haven't been doing it with positive expectation. So really, that being the case, the point I'm trying to make, which is a very long story to this very small point, but it's an important point, it's a big, big point, is that you are brand new in your business today. You are just starting right now, because now you are starting with your systems in place, with your education, with your free content, with understanding your audience, with your programs and digital courses to monetize, and you've just remembered the power of mindset. Now you're starting over in your business with the idea that, yeah, I have to put myself out there with positive expectation. I have to train my own brain first before I get out in the world and talk to anybody about anything that I'm selling or offering, even if it's free. So that's the shift. That's the wake-up call, point number two. So point number three, I want to talk a little bit about the mechanics of online selling, because there are a lot of little levers or touch points that you can check on if something isn't selling. But the three big ones I want to address right now is, if you're not selling, if you're putting out free content and it's not moving to paid content, then the first problem that it could be is it could have to do with something about knowing what your audience wants, giving them content that is something they have a burning desire for, giving them content that is something that they can use that will solve the problems that they want. And I'm going to assume in this particular case that that's not the problem. And probably most of the people in this sandbox, or most people listening to this podcast, you know your client, you know what they need, you know what will help them, and you know what they want. And so I'm going to assume that that's probably not the case here. So the other reason people may not be buying is because you're not bringing them to an appropriate closing environment. So if you are out on social media and you're saying, here's some free content, here's some free content, here's some free content, buy my stuff, think about your own buying habits. How many of you have a list of stuff where you see something and you go, oh yeah, that's cool, I'm going to file that away, I'm going to buy that sometime, right? And so it's easier to ask for the sale in an environment where it makes sense to ask for the sale. So an example of that would be a webinar. So you are offering a free content. Here's a video you might like, here's an ebook you might like, here's a chart, here's a meditation that you might like. By the way, you've been following me for a while, you've been following me this free content, I want to invite you to this amazing webinar, the 10 things that you need to do to solve your problem, and you can register for free. Now, when they're in that webinar, that's an appropriate place to ask for the sale. That's an appropriate closing environment. People expect you to close there. Some people who are doing one-on-one coaching, you might do it in a discovery call. So you give a free consultation call. That's an appropriate place to tell people the other opportunities they have to work with you. So it makes sense. It's a place where people can make a decision. Some people who are good at videos are good writers. You can just send people to a really good sales page, and they can watch your video or read your copy and close a sale. This isn't necessarily one of my fortes, but everybody has skill set that they bring, and you can bring them to an appropriate closing environment where it makes sense to ask for the sale. Now, having done that, wherever that environment is, even if the environment is social media, you've out there going like, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. Like no matter where you're talking about the sale, you must give them a reason to buy now. That's reason number three. This is the third place that people fall down in the mechanics. I mean, there are more than three, but these are the three big ones. Give them a reason to buy now. Give them a reason to buy today, because if you're like me, and I think a lot of the world is, and you're putting that stuff there going, oh yeah, I should get this someday, give me a reason to buy today. One of the examples I like to use is get on any clothing list out there, whatever kind of clothing it is. I don't care if it's Nike or Coldwater Creek or Macy's or Nordstrom's or Chico's or The Gap or fill in the blank, anybody that you, even if you don't want to buy their clothing, just get on the list, get on their email list to watch what they send you. And do you know what they send you every day? Today, pants are on sale, 50% off. 3 days later, today, shirts are on sale, 40% off. Today, right? Every day there's a sale, and it's always a different thing. And you may be thinking like, I need pants. I should check this out, right? But why are you checking it out on that day? You're checking it out on that day because they gave you a reason to buy now. So you don't have to discount your product to give a reason to buy now. You can give special bonuses. You can give an added bonus or an additional program. You can give them an opportunity to be in a special sandbox where they get time with you or work with you. You can give them an add-on thing that maybe is not going to be around anymore. All sorts of different ways that you can give them added bonuses or a reason to buy now. Think about times too. Some of you work in companies where you've got product and stuff is about to get discontinued and they aren't going to be able to get that special flavor anymore, right? People want a reason, like, oh my God, I got to stock up on that chili flavored thing. So give them a reason to buy now. So I want to end and just take 60 seconds to remind you, because sometimes when we get in the mechanics, we forget that we think it's about the mechanics or about the action, but it's about the mindset. So I just want to take one more second to say, get that mindset right first. Allow yourself to make that shift where you've been thinking for a while. The story you have going now is, I've been building my business for 5 to 6 years as a hobby and nobody's buying. No, you haven't been building your business 5 or 6 years. You are brand new in your business today. You are starting today, because never before, like right now, starting today, have you been leveraging the power of mindset like you are doing right now. So starting right now, you are fresh, you are a brand new baby. And so you can generate that brand new baby enthusiasm and think about like the Eureka angel singing in the sky, like, oh my gosh, that's right. I have my brain on my side. I can think those positive thoughts. I can leverage my mindset. I can think that I am new and brand new and starting over and excited, and I've got the best thing, and I've got reasons for people to buy now, and I know how this works, and I love being a brain trainer. That's how you do it.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live, and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified, and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.